And now, the Goldberg. Molly Goldberg has her hands full again, and this time with a little French-speaking boy who doesn't know a word of English. He was left in Molly's house by his mother without a word except that she was going to New York to look for work. This was in a note she left for the Goldbergs, and Molly is now attempting, with young Dr. Taylor's help, to locate the mother. The plan is to advertise in the New York papers for a French governess with a little boy, in the hope that Oriane will answer the ad. Meanwhile, Molly has a little diversion on her hands. Listen.
Sit down, David, dear. Sit down. Rosalind, tell me how to say sit down.
I'll say it.
Tell him. I'll say it, David, dear. Table. Maybe David would like to play checkers. David, you would like to play checkers? I don't know what I'm saying. Checkers is checkers in any language. No, Rosalind. Say in French.
I don't know how to say that in French, Mom.
Say in French. How do you say, how do you say candy in French, Rosalie?
Bonbon.
Bonbon. David, dear, a little bonbon? Oh, I don't think the child feels well, Rosalie. He's warm, I think. Look, his eyes are running a little. Rosalie, let me feel you a minute. Let me feel your head. Let me feel... David, let me feel your head. The child is warm, Rosalie.
I think so, Mom.
The child is warm. David, come upstairs. I'll take his temperature. Come upstairs. How did I say come up?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. David, dear, come. Be honest with me, dear. Come, be honest with me, dear. Come, dear.
Find a thermometer. I will. Do you
know where it is? Look, dear, someplace it is.
All right. It's all kitty.
Find it properly. You see the little brown bottle with the special medicine that I gave you?
Well, I'm looking for the thermometer, Mom.
Don't carry, the child is hot.
All right.
Don't carry. Divided 40 markings. Who's coming?
Yeah.
Who came?
Sammy, Mom.
Me, Mom. What's the matter?
Mama thinks that David has his temperature.
Get the thermometer and find out.
That's what I'm looking for.
Well, it can't be in the bread box. Look upstairs.
Come on, Sammy.
Now, don't get nervous, Mom. Maybe he has an upset stomach.
How can I help being upset? You didn't find the thermometer yet?
I'll find it, Ma, if you just...
If I just what?
Ma, please.
Such a situation. Such a to do. I don't know if I could... If I could talk freely to the child, if I could say, what hurts you, show me, what is it? I don't know. I feel like a dumb animal.
Dear Mom.
Dear yes. Mama, forgive me. It can be yet a broken one. That's it. It's all right. Put up a little hot water. Maybe he chilled himself. Did you saw Rosalie? Maybe he ate an apple from the winter tree.
Not that I know, Ma.
Oh, they should only find his mother. They should only find out what I'm hoping. If at least I could talk to the child.
Do you think there's any chance of locating his mother, Sammy?
You mean through the ads Dr. Cater is putting in the papers?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't. I think the police should be notified. That's what I think.
Why, Sammy?
For many reasons.
For instance?
First, there's no question but that the poor woman is desperate. If she wasn't, she never would have left David here. If she doesn't find work, she's liable...
If she's looking for work, where would she look? She'd look at the want ads. And the ads that Dr. Cater put in the New York papers fit her like a glove.
Maybe she won't look in the papers.
But why shouldn't she?
I don't know why she shouldn't. I say maybe she won't.
Well, why should you say maybe she won't? She's dazzled if she's looking for work.
All right, so she will. Will you stop shouting at me, please?
But what did I say? I just asked you a question.
So I answered it, didn't I?
You answered it as if you knew more than anybody else.
Well, if you know more than I do, why'd you ask me?
Well, you don't have to answer. Quiet. This is
oh,
no more than
please,
a whole word.
I said quiet.
I see that my thermometer broke. I see that. No.
I'll run over to my side, Mom. I think they have the thermometer.
Don't pick up the glass with your finger. Give me the broom.
I'll get the thermometer from my side.
Look out, Kitty. You'll get glass in your paw.
Yeah, Ma.
If you tell me, if you, I'm amazed and I'm surprised. Give me the broom. A man. You're not an infant in your infancy. Discussions to such an extent. Give me the dustpan.
Ask your question and answer to yourself. If that is maddening.
Give me the dustpan.
What was such a maddening question, Russell?
I said it was possible that David's mother wouldn't... Possible that David's mother wouldn't... Possible that David's mother wouldn't... Possible that David's mother wouldn't...
Question, Russell.
I said it was possible that David's mother wouldn't... Possible that David's mother wouldn't... Possible that David's mother wouldn't read the want ad.
Why is that possible?
Read the want ad.
Why is that possible?
All right, Ma, please, I...
Go upstairs, the child is alone. Well, why do you think she wouldn't read the ad?
I said it's possible.
And I said it's not possible.
All right, Ma.
Look out, Kitty. Look out. It's not possible. Hello? Operator. Will you give me Dr. Christopher Cade in New York, please? Physician? Yes. Well, the number's, I think it's a Buttercup number. What? All right, so let me bother to look. Yes, I think so. If you don't mind. Jay?
Jay?
Yes, please, if you will.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Dr. Taylor.
Why?
I want to ask if he got answers to the ad in the paper.
You can't wait. If he got answers, they will let you know, no?
Drake, please, but I have to know what I'm doing.
Bus to bus. My telephone bill wasn't big enough last month. Did a long distance call backwards and forwards?
Well, will you call me, please, then, and if? Yes. Thank you. Jake, I'm very anxious.
I'm also anxious, Molly. But please, watch your anxiety so it shouldn't be too expensive. I'm not a Rothschild, Molly.
All right. You're a little bit of Rothschild. But I said you're a Rothschild. But I'm doubly anxious, Jake, because...
Because what?
You got it, Ogling.
Guess what?
A thermometer.
Who is he?
The child.
David?
He looks temperate to me.
So why don't you call in a doctor? What are you waiting?
I'll see the number of the temperature first, and then we'll see. You want me to go up with you, Ma? No, stay with Papa and still pop out a cup of coffee or something.
Papa doesn't want a cup of coffee or something.
He wants something for us to take anything. Sammy says that we should notify the authorities, Pa, that that's the only way we'll ever find David's mother.
He's not wrong altogether, Edenot. I assure you. Take it. It's Mama's call.
Ma!
Don't call her. She's up for the child.
Hello? Yes.
Uncle?
10 minutes, Dr. Cater.
Uncle?
What's with the child, Molly?
Jimmy.
Hello? Yes, doctor?
Who is with the child, Molly?
Family with the doctor. Everybody with the child. He just come right over there. Just come on the phone. Let me on the phone. Keep listening with 6 ears.
Yes, doctor? I'm fine. I'm just anxious to know if you've got any answers to the ad on the paper.
Has David any temperature, Molly?
Yes, doctor?
Has the boy in a temperature, Molly?
Oh, I see.
What do you see?
Just a minute, doctor.
What is it?
Dr. Cater thinks that there's a chance because he got so many answers, personal and in the mail, but not her name yet.
So what does he think?
He thinks that if it's convenient and if I remember her face, that I should come to New York.
To New York?
Yes. Hello, doctor, just 1 minute.
I don't understand why that should be necessary.
Hello, doctor, why is that necessary?
Let me talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Just a minute, doctor. First, because he's very busy personally. Second, if he's going under a resumed name...
Assumed, Ma.
All right, Rosalie, the resumed and the long term. Let me like you said. Please, Rosalie. Because I'll know if I remember her face.
If you have to go, so go.
Hello, doctor. If it's important... Just a minute, doctor. Did you read the thermometer?
Yes.
Just a minute, doctor. How much does it take? Just a minute, doctor.
It's 102, Ma.
102?
102? That's high fever, Molly.
Here, take the phone, Jake. Let me go upstairs.
What should I tell him?
What do you mean, what should you tell him? How can I go to New York if his child has 102?
David's sudden illness, which makes it impossible for Molly to go to New York, is rather unfortunate, as we'll see tomorrow. For David's mother is looking for a job, one just like the one advertised.